弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，今天可以在主日的清晨，我们这借着这些美妙的诗歌来敬拜我们的神。
We thank God that this beautiful Sunday morning we can worship Him through these wonderful songs.
愿我们那善赐恩典的神赐平安我们当中的。
May the God who gives abundant grace give us peace.
今天是我们加拉太书系列的第14篇正道。
Today is the 14th message from the book of Galatians for us.
也是最后一讲。
It is also the last message.
那在我们思考这封书信当中保罗的最后叮嘱之。
Before we consider the last bidding of Paul in this book,
所以让我们先简单的回顾一下我们前面所学到的功课。
Let us have a brief review of what we have learned previously.
那希望这些样的复习呢可以帮助我们温故而知新。
I hope through this review we can know what we have learned past and then gain some new insights.
那么在属灵的旅途之中我们百尺竿头更进一步。
And then in our spiritual pilgrimage, we can move forward and grow even more.
可能有些弟兄姐妹说，哎呀，讲了14讲，也超过了半年的时间，可能前面讲的已经忘记了。
Some of you may think, oh, Pastor Chen, you have talked about 14 messages. I might have forgotten everything in the past.
但是呢，没有关系，我们在复习的时候，我们就会回想起来。
But it's okay, as we review, I hope you can recall what you have learned.
那以前有位我认识的牧师，他对自己的要求是非常严格的。
I know a pastor who has a very strict demands for himself.
那么他在早上灵修的时候呢，灵修的内容，他的祷告，神给他的亮光，他都希望他这一天都可以记得清清楚楚。
While he had his morning devotions, he was praying to God that he would remember everything he has learned that morning.
不过有的时候呢，到了中午的时候呢，他就会发现他早上灵修的东西他已经忘记了。
But he found out that during lunchtime, he has already forgotten what he's learned that morning.
所以他是一个非常律己的人哈。
So he has a very good self-discipline.
所以他如果忘记他早上灵修的东西，他就说中午就不吃饭。
So he said if he forgets what he learned in the morning, he would not eat lunch.
所以他就希望自己可以记得。
And hopefully he would remember everything.
但是最好的办法还是把我们所学到的东西能够用笔来写下来。
But the best way to remember is to write down what we have learned.
那这样的话呢，我们就会印象更深刻。
So by doing that, we can have better memory.
那今天我们先来回顾下面的这一部分的经文的时候呢，那么我们我先跟大家分享这个一个 PPT 的这个文件啊。
So before we go to the review, I want to share a PPT document with you.
那这个文件我已经通过电子邮件寄给大家啊。
And I have sent you this document through email.
那这样的话呢，大家不但可以今天看到，而且你在私底下你可以存档啊，将来去回顾这些个所讲到的内容。
So not only can you view this PowerPoint today, you can also download them as a file to keep on your computer. You can go back and review again.
那我们现在来看。这个大家可以看见哈。
But it's not very clear. 嗯。I hope you all can see it.
大家可以看到吗？
Can everyone see it?
好的。我们今天来看这个主题的经文哈，那么这整个加拉太书的这个主题的经文呢，是在第二章的16节。
This is the core topic of our sermon today, Mark of the Cross, but the central idea comes from Galatians chapter 2.
那么这个第二章十六节我们看到它讲的是人称义乃是因信基督。
The core of verse, the key verse is in chapter 2 verse 16, that we are justified by faith.
那么这个表格呢就是列出来了整个加拉太书的一个结构。
This chart shows the whole structure of the book of Galatians.
那这个整个加拉太书呢可以分成三个大部分。
We can divide the book of Galatians into three major parts.
那么第一部分呢就是提出了这个加拉太人所面对的这个问题。
The first part is the issue that the Galatians were facing.
那最后一部分呢是这个书的结论部分。
And the last part is the conclusion of this book.
这就是我们今天所要讲的那个内容。
Which is the content of our sermon today.
那么核心的部分呢是从这个第一章的第十一节一直到第六章的第十节。
And the major part is the middle part from chapter 1 verse 11 to chapter 6 verse 10.
那么他所讲的内容呢就是说基督释放了我们。
In this major part, the major content, the most important content is that Christ has delivered us.
那这
段
经文呢实际上就是在这个加拉太书的第五章第一节。
And it appears in chapter 5 verse 1.
那么在这个核心的部分呢又大概可以分成三段落。
And then in the middle, the major part, we can also divide into three sections.
那第一部分是到了第二章的结束为止。
First part concludes with the end of chapter 2.
那是保罗是为他使徒的身份来辩护。
Paul was arguing or defending his apostleship.
那么第二部分呢是教义部分，保罗来阐述因信称义的这个教义。
In the middle, the second section is on doctrine. Paul explains the doctrine of justification by faith.
那第三部分的话呢是生活应用部分。
And the third section is life application.
那这一部分呢是讲到怎么样按照圣灵而行。
And this section talks about how we can walk by the Spirit.
所以我们看到这个图的话，我们就对整个加拉太书的结构就有了一个比较清楚的认识。
So by looking at this chart, we have an overview, overall understanding of the book of Galatians.
那么下面我们来看接下来的这部分，是我们首先讲的第一个是讲的福音是什么。
Next, we will go over my sermon. The first is, what is the gospel?
那我们讲到福音呢实际上是关乎耶稣基督里面的新的生命。
Gospel is actually about a new life created in Jesus Christ.
那这就纠正了我们在现实的生活中有很多对福音的一些误解。
And this corrects a lot of misunderstanding that we have for the gospel.
那第二篇的讲章我们讲到了去伪存真。
My second sermon was about taking out the false and keep the truth.
那么提醒大家我们怎么样有一个属灵分辨的能力。
Reminding us how we should have the spiritual discernment.
那么什么是因信称义呢？
And then, what is justification by faith?
我们讲的很简单，因信称义就是我们在神面前没有任何东西是我们赚得的。
To put it simply is that we earn nothing before the Lord.
所以我们特别讲到说，这个在神面前如果我们有这种赚得的态度的话，这个就是我们属灵上最大的一个敌人。
The greatest spiritual enemy is that when we think we can earn something,before the Lord.
Yeah. 那么这样因信称义的话，是不是我们因为信心称义，我们的行为就没有关系，我们可以想做我们任何想做的事情呢？
So since we are justified by faith, So can we do whatever we want to do?
所以一个很常见的问题就是说，我们还需要遵守诫命吗？
So a question that often appears is that, do we still have to obey the law?
那这个答案也是是应当是，当然我们仍然需要努力。
The answer is, of course, we must make an effort.
但是我们所得到的一切或我们所做出的一切都是神的恩典。
But all that we have received, all that we have done is all by God's grace.
那么我们在后面的第三篇和第四篇我们也讨论了在后基督教时代这样的一个社会的条件下给我们的福音工作所带来的挑战。
And then in my third and fourth sermon, I talk about the post-Christian era, how in the America we face many challenges today.
那么在第五篇和第六篇我们则是剖析了这个表现的陷阱。
In my fifth and sixth sermon, we analyze the trap of performance.
这个就提醒我们做基督徒的话，我们要警惕这个现象给我们带来的危害。
Which reminds us that Christians need to be aware of the danger of falling into this trap.
那么从第七章第七篇第八篇开始，我们就进入了一个核心的主题，我们怎么样能够活出一个基督徒的生活的见证。
And then in my sermon, the 7th and the 8th, we rehearsed about how we can live a good testimony in this world as Christians.
所以我们重温了基督徒叫天之骄子的身份。
So we reviewed how Christians are beloved children of God.
所以第九篇和第十篇的讲章，我们学习如何享受在基督里的自由。
In my 9th and 10th sermon,We learned how we can enjoy the freedom in Christ.
那么我们讲到说我们有三个仇敌。
I mentioned that we have three enemies.
那三个仇敌分别是情欲世界和魔鬼。
They are the flesh, the world, and the devil.
那么他们限制我们，使我们没有办法享受基督里的自由。
They constrain us that we may not enjoy the freedom in Christ.
那第十一篇和第十二篇的讲章，我们又深入讨论了基督徒所面临的内心的征战。
And in my 11th and 12th sermon, we talked and discussed deeply about the battle within.
那大家可能还记得这个图，我跟大家曾经分享过。
Maybe you have still remembered this chart that I shared.
这个图就阐述了我们人是由灵魂体三部分组成。
And this chart illustrates how we are composed of three parts, body, soul, and spirit.
那在这个图的最外面这部分是我们的身体。
In the outer circle, it represents our body.
那么身体是由五官组成的。
And our body has five senses.
对我们来说是显而易见的。
And this is very easy to see.
那就是视觉、嗅觉、听觉、味觉和触觉。
We have sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch, these five senses.
那么在我们这个人的内部呢，则是有这个灵魂的。
And in the middle circle represents our soul.
那我们讲到灵魂有四力。
And then we talk there are four powers of the soul.
那就分别是想象力、记忆力、推断力和感受力。
The power for imagination, for memorization, for induction, and for feeling.
那么在我们人的内部最新的深处是我们有灵魂，有魂，这不是有魂，我们还有灵。
In the depth of our heart is that we have spirit.
所以人的灵呢，有三德，就是良知、直觉和意志。
And then in our spirit, we have three virtues, which are our conscience, intuition, and our virtue.
所以有神的圣灵在我们的内心居住的时候，圣灵就会帮助我们，给我们提醒。
Sorry, the last one is our will. So with the help of the Holy Spirit, He will remind us how we execute these virtues we have within.
所以我们如果能理解人的这个灵魂体的这个结构，会帮助我们去理解我们自己 怎么样去做这个属灵的征战。
So if we understand how we are composed of body, soul, and spirit, and which, how each part has in our life, then we will learn how to win the spiritual battle.
所以在这部分的讲章中，我提到了一些个方法啊，一些个策略。
So in this sermon, I mentioned some methods and some strategy.
所以我们怎么样去培养我们的灵性呢？
So how do we cultivate our spirit?
我们提出的策略 ITG 这个方法。
So I mentioned the strategy of ITG.
那么第一个就是意识训练和目标。
Intention, training, and goal.
意识就是说你必须有这个愿望去改变。
The intention means that we need to have this desire to change.
然后我们一定要训练自己才能够达成这样的目的。
And then we need to train ourselves to reach that goal.
那么设立不同的目标，根据自己的实际情况，是那样才能保证让我们能持续不断的进行下去。
Setting goals depending on our current situation can help propel our growth.
那么接下来我们怎么样对付我们的情欲啊？
I also mentioned how we can deal with the flesh.
我们说这个是在三个敌人当中，这个是主要我们的问题。
And within the three enemies, the flesh is the most important issue.
因为这个是常常我们在这个地方就跌倒的。
Because we often fall at this point.
所以我们提出了三个 R.
So I mentioned three R.
那就是反思、悔改和更新。
Which are reflection, repentance, and renovation.
我想经过这样的反复的我们谈到这个这三个 R 和 ITG, 我想大家都应该可以记得住了。
So as I review this ITG and three R's, I think all of you can remember them now.
所以我们的目的不光是能够记住哈我们所可以讲的这些个内容。
So our purpose is not just to remember the content.
那么而且是能够把我们所学到这个东西能够放到我们的实际生活当中去。
But also to put them into practice in our life.
那今天我们看的最后一段经文呢就在加拉太书的第六章十一节到十八节。
So today the last passage comes from Galatians chapter 6 verses 11 to 18.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开加拉太书的第六章十一节到十八节。
If you have your Bible with you, please open to Galatians chapter 6. We will be looking at verses 11 to 18.
所以我们今天最后跟大家分享的这个题目呢，就是十字架的标记。
My topic is Mark of the Cross.
好，那么我来读这段经文的中文。那么裴师母来读英文。
I will read this passage in Chinese and Mrs. Petzl will read them in English.
加拉太书第六章十一节，请看我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大。
You see how large a letter I have written to you with my own hand.
凡希图外貌体面的人都勉强你们受割礼。
As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised.
无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。
Only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ.
他们那些受割礼的连自己也不守律法。
For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law.
他们愿意你们受割礼。不过是要借着你们的肉体夸口。
But desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。
By whom the world is crucified unto me.
就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架。
And I unto the world.
受割礼不受割礼都无紧要。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything.
要紧的就是做新造的人。
Nor uncircumcision, but a new creature.
凡照此理而行的。
As many as walk according to this rule.
愿平安怜悯加给他们和以色列的和神的以色列民。
Peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God.
从今以后人都不要搅扰我因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。
From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄们，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。阿们。
Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
所以这一段经文是保罗在这封书信最后的叮嘱。
So this is the last bidding of Paul in this epistle.
我们看第十一节是保罗向加拉太人表达了关切。
In verse 11, we see how Paul showed his concern for the Galatians.
那么虽然他的眼睛不是很好,
even though he doesn't have good eyesight,
他依然坚持亲自写成了这封书信。
He still insisted on writing this letter by his own hand.
因为在那个时代啊,代笔书信是十分普遍的。
Back then, to write a letter for someone else is very common.
保罗的很多书信呢可能都是由其他人代笔的。
Many of Paul's epistles were written probably through someone else.
有可能是由路加或是希拉代笔。
It might be Luke or Silas.
那么在这个加拉太书这个时候因为这个形势非常的紧迫。
And in Galatians, because the situation was kind of urgent.
那么保罗就等不及他人代笔亲自的书写。
So Paul couldn't wait for someone else to write for him, so he wrote it himself.
所以他对加拉太人的爱心呢就由此可见一斑。
So we can see his love for the Galatians.
那么在我们再来看接下来的这两段经文。
So let's take a look of the passages following.
那接下来的两段经文呢一段呢是在十二节到十四节这一段。
The first passage is verses 12 to 14.
Sorry, 是十二到十五节。
哦、oh, 12 to 15.
那么第二段经文呢是在十六到十八节。
And the second one is from verses 16 to 18.
那么这两段经文呢都有一个很明显的结构。
And these two sections,have very clear structure.
我们管这种结构呢叫三明治结构。
We call this structure the sandwich structure.
就像那个三明治一样它有三个部分组成。
Just like a sandwich is composed of three parts.
那么第一部分跟第三部分呢是一样的互相的对应。
First part and the third part kind of respond or echo with each other.
那我们知道这个三明治最关键的部分就是在中间的这部分。
Of course, the most important part of a sandwich is in the middle.
所以我们就知道这个经文的结构最重要的经文就在中间这一段。
So we know that with the sandwich structure, the most important part is the middle part.
所以对第一段从12节到第15节来说呢那么这个中间的经文呢就是14节。
So for the first section between verses 12 to 15, we know the most important verse is verse 14.
因为12节、13节与15节是遥相呼应的。
Because verses 12 and 13 and 15 kind of echo back with each other.
他们谈论有关割礼的事。
They talk about matters of circumcision.
那么第二段经文是16节到18节,那我们就知道那么16节跟18节是遥相对应的。
And then the second section is between verses 16 to 18, and verse 16 and 18 echo back with each other.
那么这是保罗的惯例，在信的结尾啊，他要有祝福。
And then it's Paul's habit that he would send a blessing at the end of his epistle.
所以这个核心的经文就在第十七节。
So the most important verse in this section is verse 17.
所以在这后面的两段经文中呢，核心的经文是在十四节和十七节。
So in these two sections, the most important verses are verse 14 and verse 17.
这个需要我们格外的留意。
And we need to take special note.
那现在就让我们来仔细的来看这两节经文。
So now let's look at these two verses in detail.
首先保罗在十四节是发誓，他说只以十字架夸口。
In verse 14, Paul kind of made an oath that he will only boast in the cross of Jesus Christ.
因为世界与我都钉死在十字架上。
Because the world and myself are crucified on the cross.
这和保罗在前面讲的是一脉相承的。
This is in the same line of what Paul shared previously.
那么在加拉太书的我们知道第二章二十节就说过我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Paul says, I am crucified with Christ.
如今活的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活。
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
所以这个中心的内容就是一个是钉死一个是复活。
So the central message of the cross, one is crucifixion and the other one is resurrection.
我想这就概括了保罗在本书中所阐述的福音的核心内容。
And this summarizes the central content of the gospel in this book.
那我们再来看17节的话，也发现这个17节也是保罗的一个启示。
And then let's look at verse 17. Verse 17 also is an oath that Paul made.
那就是佩戴耶稣的标记。
That he would bear the marks of the Lord Jesus.
这是什么标记呢？
And what are these marks?
我们带着耶稣的标记，是不是我们每个人脖子上都要带一个十字架？
Does it mean that every one of us should wear a cross around our neck?
或者说我们每天上班的时候都把圣经要放在书包里面。
Or that every day when we go to work, we need to put a Bible in our backpack.
但是我们如果对比17节跟14节的话。
But when we contrast verse 14 and 17.
那我们就知道这个标记啊，实际上就是与耶稣同死和与耶稣同活。
We know these marks are to die and to live with Christ.
所以当其他的人看到我们的时候，知道我们身上有些东西已经死了。
So when others look at us, they know that some of us, something with us have died.
那看到我们的话，也知道我们身上有一些东西是其他人所没有的。
They can also see that we have something that others don't have.
所以这就是基督徒会与众不同。
This is how Christians are different from others.
因为有基督在我们身上的印记。
Because Christ left a mark in our body.
可能有些人说，牧师啊，你的要求是不是太高了啊？
Some people may ask, Pastor, don't you have a standard that is a little bit too high?
对于保罗说，他可以佩戴耶稣的印记啊。
For Paul, you know, It's okay, it's good for him to bear the marks of Christ.
但是我们这一般的人能不能做到这一点呢？
But us, you know, so common, how can we be like Paul?
其实对于保罗来说，佩戴耶稣的标记不是可有可无的。
But for Paul, it's not indispensable for him to bear the mark.
乃是这个是必须。
It's not an option, it is a must.
其实这个对于任何基督徒而言呢，同样是不可或缺。
It is so indispensable for all Christians.
所以我们从保罗在这几节经文的语气当中，我们可以体会到他那种坚定的态度。
So from the tone of Paul's voice, we can see his steadfast attitude.
人都不绕搅扰我。
So let no man trouble me.
因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。
For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们应当效法这样的人。
And we need to follow someone like this.
跟随基督的步伐我们要坚定。
And we need to firm up our steps of following Jesus.
所以我们拒绝与世界同流合污。
That we refused to flow with the world.
那在台湾以前有一位著名的传道人，他我们都叫他吴荣长老啊。
There was a very famous preacher in Taiwan, and we call him Elder Wu Yong.
那我想很多弟兄姐妹都举证。
I think many of us know who he is.
那么他从这个大陆当时国民党退到台湾的时候，他也是跟随着就到了台湾。
And when the Nationalist Party withdrew to Taiwan, he came along with them.
那当时他在这个铁路上谋了一份职。
And he found a job at the Railroad Bureau.
那么当时因为政局比较混乱。
And at that time, the political situation is a little chaotic.
所以很多人呢就利用各种各样的机会啊，就来捞取钱财。
So many people would earn money not legally.
那么吴荣长老当时在那个地方呢，因为是铁路的关系，货物的运输，很多人就偷拿一些这个运输的东西。
And since he worked for the railroad station, and many of the cargo would carry many goods, so some people would steal from those goods.
而且没有人知道，也没有人会去查。
And nobody would know that, and nobody would check upon it.
但是吴荣长老说自己是基督徒，他绝对不可以做这样的事情。
But Elder Wu, knowing that he is a Christian, he said, "I can never do something like that."
所以周围的人说：“你怎么那么傻呀？这个有占便宜的机会，怎么不占呢？”
People around him would say that, "How come you're so foolish? You know, you can take advantage of this. Why don't you?"
但是吴荣长老态度很坚决的。
But Elder Wu was very firm in his attitude.
因为他知道他不可以做这样的事情，因为他敬畏他所相信的神。
Because he feared God, he knew that he couldn't do such a thing.
所以他在他后面的一生当中，但是神借着他经历了很多奇妙的事情。
So in his life later on, God worked many miracles.In his life and through him.
所以我们就是应该有这样的态度才可以。
So we also should have this kind of attitude.
当世界上人都做那些事情的时候，我们要问我们自己，我们作为基督徒是不是应该做那样的事情。
When the people of the world fail and corrupted themselves, we as Christians, we need to ask ourselves, can we do something like that?
所以不能与世界同流合污。
So we shouldn't be flowing with the world.
那么这个加拉太书的系列正道呢，到今天为止就已经告一个段落。
So I am concluding the messages from the book of Galatians today.
但是我们跟随耶稣走上这条属灵的路程还只是刚刚的开始。
But it is just the beginning for our walk with our Lord Jesus Christ in this spiritual pilgrimage.
我们感谢主，他赐给我们机会，我们大家可以一起研读这个宝贵的书卷。
We want to thank God for giving us many opportunities to study this precious book.
那么在预备这些14篇的讲章当中呢，我感谢主给了我很多新的领悟。
And while preparing for these series of sermons, God also gave me new understandings.
我相信大家在这个学习过程中也都有一定的收获。
I believe that you have gained a lot as well.
我们希望神借着我们来查考这个书卷，这是让我们在基督的信仰方面我们站立得稳。
I hope that through the study of this epistle, God has firmed up our steps.
那么虽然这个系列的讲正道已经结束。
Even though I have concluded the series of the sermons.
那么我们下个星期还会有最后一次 我要跟大家分享一个特别的故事。
And then next Sunday, I would share a very special story with you all.
就算作为一个 bonus 的一个分享。
That sermon will be given as a bonus.
那么这个故事呢，就是是 C.S. 路易斯是鲁伊斯所写的一个故事。
And this story is written by C.S. Lewis.
那这故事的名字就叫梦幻巴士。
Which is called the Great Divorce.
那这个故事告诉我们天堂的光景是怎样。
This story tells us how heaven is like.
也是勉励我们大家，我们今天所付出的努力，将来神都会给我们百倍、千倍、万倍的收获。
And encourages us that however much we put forth in this world, God will reward us with 100 times, 1,000 times, even 10,000 times.
好，让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你带领我们来学习这个书卷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your guidance in learning this book.
主，你的话语既然发出，就必会要有那美妙的功效。
Lord, your word has sent forth and it will bring out its effect.
愿我们的生命都在你的掌握之中。
May our life be under your control.
愿主的圣灵能够改变我们。
And may your Holy Spirit transform us.
使我们更加敬虔。
That we can be more fearful of you.
我们将我们所学到的都仰望在你的手中。
We pray that you can help us learn more and we commit them into your hands.
求你给我们智慧，让我们明白所不明白的。
May you grant us wisdom that we may understand what we don't currently.
求主你赐给我们信心，使我们坚固在耶稣基督里面的委身。
And may you continue to give us faith that we may commit to you.
求主你给我们意志，我们愿意一生为主而活。
And grant us this will that we may live for you forever.
正像保罗在这段经文所再一次提示我们的。
Just as what Paul revealed again for us in this book.
就我而言，世界已经钉在十字架上。
As for me, the world has been crucified.
就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
For the world, I have been crucified on the cross.
愿主的生命在我们心中发动。
May your life be activated in our life.
使我们今生今世为主做美好的见证。
That we may be a wonderful testimony for you in this life.
我们相信主你为我们将来所预备的，比我们所想象的更加的美好。
We believe what you have prepared for us in the future is far more better and beautiful than what we can imagine.
感谢主的恩典，我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
So we thank you for all your grace, and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.